I'm just watching until I see all pieces of paper on the table, and then I'll assume everybody's finished. All right, I think everybody's finished. If so, let me start a queue for people who'd like to comment or ask Steve any questions. Show of hands, Fred. Hold on, no. I'm going to get a few people on the list first, if I may, Fred. Chuck. Chris. Rodrigo. And okay, Mike. Let's stop, if I may, there. We can continue on, but let's take those first five. Remember, 90 seconds. Oh, where did somebody go? I don't know how to work this damn thing. Can somebody keep track of 90 seconds for me?
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you. Go ahead.
What about political orientation? Second paragraph. These are attributes adhering to individuals or groups. Let me just leave it at that.
Use the mic if you went too far.
Second paragraph.
Yeah.
Political orientation is not there. I'm not saying it should be. I'm asking for a better understanding of why it isn't.
I got you.
Same thing of McCarthyism.
No, I understand.
We are addressing in this draft.
Last month.
And I don't remember that being on the list.
I know, but a whole lot, if you could. I'm going to make notes. I want you to be able to respond to all this. Yeah.
Time's up on this one.
Okay. Thank you. Chuck. Microphone.
Microphone, please.
Thanks.
I'd like to address the item that calls out programmers who use proxies to attack their so-called enemies or contraries. It's really cowardly, and I hear it often on PPFK. Programmers should not use a proxy to attack his contraries. Mm-hmm. And this rule should be enforced, and it stinks that it's not enforced.
Are you suggesting that should be part of inclusion and respect?
It's in there.
It's in there. I'm commenting.
Yeah, I thought it was. That's what I'm saying. Oh, you like that. I got you. I'm sorry. Next is Chris.
I think that we will very rapidly see this policy used
microphone
to suppress freedom of speech.
Hand that mic to Chris.
And I think we'll very rapidly see this policy used to suppress freedom of speech, and Chuck's comments show how rapidly that will happen. My concern is that this will be used not only to suppress freedom. For example, is Holocaust denial, that is questioning certain historical aspects of the Holocaust, is that considered to be anti-Semitic? Well, Jews think so, I don't. My comment mocking our PNB directors, calling them tres amigos, that was intended to be mockery. It was intended to be derision. Will that be then categorized as hate speech? It was really intended to apply to our PNB directors and not to Hispanic people as a class. Third, I would say that Hispanic culture is macho and homophobic by its very nature, and we have had some examples of Hispanic language programming or Spanish language programming being accused of having made homophobic comments. I have got no idea whether that's true or not, and my inclination is to employ the widest possible latitude of, you know, not making a big deal because of every single thing that comes along. I mean, it's otherwise you're going to find this policy to be used to suppress. My concern is the policy being used to suppress freedom of speech.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. So you're still keeping time. Is that okay? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So hold on. Rodrigo's next. Did you want to be added to the list?
If there any way to withdraw the motion, I would. I think the people at the North Board are unredeemable. I really do. Mm-hmm. So it's worthless to say be nice to people, because they're not nice people.
Well, I would make the motion if you withdrew it anyway. So. But Rodrigo's next, at any rate.
He has a point of order.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you, Lawrence. Forgive me.
Well,
Lawrence, yes.
You know, I understand your frustration, Mr. Pride, but I think the motion belongs to the body now.
Okay.
And I'm definitely in support of getting rid of hate speech, Chris.
Okay, so at any rate, if before we take other speakers, let's go through this list. Rodrigo, you're next. I'm sorry, Rodrigo?
Yes.
Oh, okay, microphone.
Well, the issue is that sometimes we ask for things that we don't even put in practice. One of the members of this board just spoke, has been calling us names, bitch, you know, calling us to be shot at the knee, right? Calling us the three amigos, right? The faction, calling us names, and you haven't raised, and you haven't even voted, you know, to remove that person, when we move to remove that person, that who's not, should not be here. And many of you who talk about justice and about equality did not vote to remove that person that is, frankly, racist.
Right.
I mean, but very racist, you know. Totally racist.
Well, I deny it.
Okay.
Stupidly racist, you know. Unhuman. You know,
that's a personal attack.
And I'll give you a chance.
You know, so over and over and over, we've been getting emails from this person calling us all kind of names, you know. Right? And I totally agree. We have to have a policy, you know. But we also have to have a policy among us, you know. But we cannot be asking for things that we do not respect. So, Jim, I agree, and I would do anything that, you know, prevents, you know, any discrimination and any offensive words.
All right. Thank you, Rodrigo.
No.
Michael. Please. Michael. And then, yeah. Michael.
Yes. I'm glad to see the changes that were made. I think that it does not use the language hate speech, which we discussed last mm-hmm. time, is problematic, and mm-hmm. there are definitions. Instead, a hate speech has been used recently try to silence critics of various policies of different governments.
Yep.
And should not be used in that way. I'm concerned about some of the language in paragraph 4 as follows. It says, station management reserves the right to cancel a show permanently and or to ban the programmer from hosting or contributing to future shows at KPFK. I'm concerned about establishing a basis for banning programmers. And I don't understand our position in saying that the management reserves the right. If this is an LSP policy that we're proposing, we don't define what rights management reserves to itself exactly in that way, so I'd like to see some further changes.
Exactly, management. Yes. Okay.
Maybe retained, right? I don't know, but I don't think we can speak to management.
Okay, hold on. Okay, all right. Now, while it's still fresh, as I recall, the policy of this board was when any individual member of the board was addressed in a way, that person had a right as a matter of personal privilege for a brief response. Chris.
Rodrigo confuses policy for on-air programming with freedom of speech within the LSB. Now, what happened here was a Hispanic contingent consisting of Rodrigo, my friend Lawrence, and Lydia, led an attack against my friend, Summer Reese, who was the last legitimate and qualified executive director of this foundation. Because it was an all-Hispanic attack, it deserves to be addressed in those terms. And this was not and attack. Rodrigo likes to wrap himself in the Mexican flag and think any kind of commentary on Hispanic culture or on him is an attack on Mexican people and Mexican culture. No, Rodrigo, it's just you, okay? It's not Mexican people and Mexican culture. And get that through your thick head. If you can't do it, you know, that's just the way it is. You're not Mexico, you're Rodrigo. And I don't think very highly of you.
I want to say fuck you.
Your time is up in any event. Your time is up. Who's next on the speakers list? Okay, we're taking a few.
Address your comments through the chair.
Address your comments. Hold on. Your time was up, though.
Well, okay, but I want to make a distinction between.
Time is up.
This is talking about on air. On air.
Yes, I understand. It
has nothing to do with what he's talking about.
We understand your point. The next list starts with Lydia. Sorry, John. Doug. Lawrence. Okay, let's start with those four and see where we're at. Lydia.
Okay, so the initial issue that was brought to the board was something that I felt that management at the time should have stepped in immediately. That didn't need a motion. That needed some disciplinary action at the time. That my problem with this motion is I think it's a little too broad. I think that we have, at the advice of our FCC lawyer, you know, he constantly says, you know, put disclaimers out because you can't control your guests all the time, although we're supposed to bleep them under certain circumstances. But you're not going to be able to, in this society as a whole, to restrain speech, and I don't think we want to. And that was certainly not the original intent. I'm not sure that this addresses that. I wanted to see what happened to Steve. It really, you know, preempted, really brought some disciplinary action to that. And this is a different issue. This is still a different issue to me. I mean, it's related, don't get me wrong. But I fear that we are going to be stepping on First Amendment rights, that it's too open to interpretation as to what hate speech is. I'm not hate speech, I'm going to cut that out. As to what these categories, you're still having all of these categories in there. Well-intentioned though it may be, I still think...
Time is up, Lydia. I'm 490 seconds is up.
Can you finish, please? No, that's it. My time.
Finish your sentence if you want, but the time is up.
No, that's
the
right.
Next person is John.
So, we got to do something. Even if this thing is not, maybe with a couple of the changes, but you know, I think we ought to err on the side of doing something. And so, just what we heard, I'm addressing my comments to the chair. But we heard a member say that. Hispanic culture is homophobic, and to categorize, generalize any culture, say Anglo culture, Italian culture, cultures are so many different things.
As monolith.
So to say one is something so negative, that's racist. And things like that are said at this meeting all the time by the same person. And Rodrigo and Lydia and Lawrence, they shouldn't have to deal with that. They shouldn't have to be assaulted like that. And I know people want to be civil and things like that, but there are times when you can't be civil. You have to address racism when it comes out. And that's why I'd be in favor of this motion, of this motion for this. Something has to be done. And we should not tolerate this type of speech. People should be thrown out of the room. They shouldn't be allowed to poison. What if there were children here? What if there were Latino children here listening to this nonsense? I mean, I remember hearing stuff like that when I was little. You know, it shouldn't be tolerated. That's just the point. We can't be so civil about this. You know?
Time is up, John. The next
literally fighting words.
Just personal privilege.
All right.
You my daughter read, you know, some email that this person, you know, sent. Okay, my own daughter, right? She is 12 years old, you know. Well, this person is calling, you know, our camera is beige, you know, calling us names, you know, Mexicans, blah, blah, blah. You know, how do you think that affects a person, a girl, right? If I'm saying whites are trash, you know, so what do you think, you know, is going to happen? If your daughter or someone in your family is going to read it, you know, am I allowed to say that? No. You know, no, if I have a difference, that's why we have a board to discuss it. But I'm up to here. Because the only thing we heard, you know, I'm sorry, you know, the only thing I heard from this person, the only thing I read, and the only thing I read from this person is bad words, offensive, you know, things, you know, all this time, over and over. It's not a criticism that is constructive. It's always very destructive. No, that's what I'm bringing right here. Yes, I don't get like that. But I'm really tired, you know, to listen to this person, you know, over and over, it's nothing happened. What is it? What is going on there, you know? How can this person come and offend us all the time? I mean, that's incredible.
You conspired in secret against my friend Summer Breeze, who was the executive director of this foundation.
The next speaker is Doug.
I'm sorry, you know, for my words, Doug,
use the mic. Use the mic, if you would.
I was part of writing this at one point. I have no problem with it. I'd love to see each and every person in the station who has anything to do with the microphone review it. I'm very frustrated that of the 100 people that get to our microphone, there's very little training, very little homework, very little requirement that they look at what Pacifica is about.
I agree.
Given that, I'm very much against this banning of persons. I don't know. I can't even be a legal term. I belong to a religion of convincement that no one is unredeemable in the long run. Mm-hmm. On this world, I don't mean an afterlife, I don't give a shit about the afterlife. We are all changeable. We can learn. Ignorance is a verb. It's something you do, you ignore, and we don't do that in Pacifica. So the banning issue, I think, has to be removed from what is otherwise a very useful piece of instruction for all of our microphone programmers.
Thank you, Doug. The next is Lawrence.
So, the only thing that makes me uncomfortable about this motion... The only thing that makes me comfortable about this motion is that here we are trying to regulate the station and who puts the microphone in front of their face at the station. Yet you have racist remarks that happen right here. It is over racism that happens with the Morgan. So how do you check that bill? Right? How do you check that? I think, you know, I like to take that we could admonish somebody that demonstrates that type of racism right here in this room. Okay, and so just to set the record straight, nobody has attacked anybody that was removed as from a position in Pacifica. No one. There was a legitimate vote taken and that person was removed.
All right.
So that's what happened. Okay, so if you consider me to be a friend, then treat me like a friend. And, you know, don't make these racist remarks
Your 90 seconds.
I wouldn't make any racist remarks towards anybody.
Once again, 90
seconds is now up. Let me, please, everybody, I understand this is a very emotional issue.
Very emotional.
Michael and everybody, please. I mean,
I've got a 30-second response.
And I haven't spoken, and a number of people would like to speak. I understand. So my question was, at this point, because we're running out of time, and we... Are we prepared, for example, to so that we can accommodate what's come up, to extend for 5 minutes?
Someone has to make a motion.
Okay, who wants to? Somebody just has. Michael has. Fred seconded or whatever.
Is 5 minutes enough?
Well, let's see. We can always do another minute or five. All in favor of that? Signify, raise your hand. Extend it 5 minutes. opposed? Fine. The next, Steve, I wonder.
An amendment.
Okay, go ahead. Steve, I wanted to speak. Steve, I haven't spoken. Go ahead, make the amendment.
In paragraph 4, I wanted to put a period after the word discipline will be subject to corrective action, but just end or discipline, period.
Third line.
In the third line.
Yes.
And then remove all the language until the words programmers may appeal any corrective or disciplinary actions under this policy.
Second to the last.
So it would strike, which may include, but is not limited to, ban the program from hosting or distributing any future shows at KPFK. It would just say, failure to appropriate guest remarks will be subject to corrective action and or discipline, period. Programmers may appeal any corrective or disciplinary actions under this policy as allowed by KPFK consistent programming guidelines, period.
Okay, did you get that? No, all right.
I'll pass it down.
Basically, correct me if I'm wrong. Michael, correct me if I'm wrong. That basically in the third line, you would propose by way of amendment that after the word, two words, or discipline, would be a period.
Yes.
And that the words which follow, starting with which may, all of those words be struck through the line that's third from the bottom, future shows at KPFK. The next words, therefore, would be then programmers may appeal any corrective or disciplinary action. All right?
Second.
And that's been seconded. Who would like to speak against the amendment?
For or against?
Or against.
I have a question.
Maybe yes, what is your question?
My question to you guys who are proposing this, are you proposing this because you think there are already guidelines for management? And do we know what those guidelines are?
No, there aren't any.
I don't.
Well, that's why.
Guidelines as to as if there are no guidelines whatsoever right now, if somebody does something on air.
And in the specific employee...
Well, hold on. A question has been asked. Is there somebody who actually knows the answer to this question definitively, is prepared to say, yes, I'm rather confident that the bylaws or that somewhere there's a writing that answers her question? If so, who? I don't... Yes, Lydia.
Okay. In the Pacifica Employee Handbook, there is a process for complaint. There are prerogatives taken by the general manager in relation to these issues. And but it is not as detailed as all of this is. But it's management's prerogative to take corrective action. And so that's in there. And there's a whole complaint process as well. And then of course there's the programmer's handbook that you have here.
I can motivate the motion. Yeah.
Sure, Michael, go ahead.
So the language that's being taken out starts with
which may include.
Which may include, but is not limited to.
Exactly.
I think, therefore, it's pointless to include that language. And then it goes on to put in language about permanently, cancel the show permanently and or ban the program from hosting, which I am opposed to introduce the whole concept of banning people from the station. So that's the reason I think it's beneficial to strike that language. The first three examples are not that useful because it leaves the door open to many, many other things which are not mentioned. And the other one, I think, is very unfortunate.
And may I ask you a question? Since it doesn't talk, the words banning from the station don't appear in here at all.
Yes, they do.
Excuse me, please. I don't think I'm asking for too much. I'm just asking to have a chance to speak a little here. And what it does say is, instead, one of the things it says is, the right to cancel or permanently and or to ban the programmer from hosting or contributing to future shows at KPFK. It doesn't say banning from the station, number one.
Right.
Number two, if Steve's okay with, having practiced in this area for a long time and knowing that, in fact, all of these are what stations routinely do, and the fact that KPFK is not willing to put it in writing, I find it rather shocking, but okay. Is it okay? Is his amendment okay with you?
I'm very confused by the whole thing. I think it's a very flawed process because we're told to come back three times.
I know, Steve.
This is number two.
Yes,
and a lot of these changes actually came out of the last meeting. People insisted they be added. And we're revisiting that, and I thought we'd revisit new things?
I share your frustration. I'm just asking.
No, I mean, the problem last time people had was it didn't outline what the procedure was.
Exactly.
Now we've added some options, but not required. But here's some options. And now they want to take it out. So what exactly? We're leaving it to Al Minsky. So if he likes somebody, they get a pass. If he doesn't, they get thrown off the air.
I'm not arguing with you. I said my piece on it.
And there's a line between
a lot less than 90
hostile
seconds.
Workplace versus
yes.
a broadcast policy. This policy has nothing to do with anybody in this room saying anything to anybody, no matter how vile it is. This is about on-air policy. Just to be nicer. Just remember, if it's your religion, which was what started this in the first place for me, that's great. I have nothing against it. Just make it clear that you say it's my religious belief, not just that gays took AIDS to Africa, they want our boys.
Yes.
Just say that's my pastor says that. Don't be nicer. It's all it is. But I don't think we're capable of being nicer.
All right, I understand. We vote on the amendments before we vote on the motion. Does anybody wish to call the question on the amendment?
We didn't do that this last time. I'm confused by the amendment thing. The EA suggestion, you went and did a draft. Was that like a vote on changes?
I can't stop people from doing what I agree with you. For what it's worth, it's worth nothing. He has a right to make an amendment. They've made it. It's been seconded.
Under the process I was given, there is no room for an amendment.
Well,
there's room for different drafts.
I suppose there's
just incorporate everyone's comments. So it's like making a committee we can.
If we're not voting this tonight, I'll withdraw the amendment.
Oh, dear.
Is this on fast track? Can't be amended?
Public comment.
Of course it can be amended. I said as much. I've said my piece in less than 90 seconds, so I won't speak again. There's an amendment. That's on the floor. Would somebody care to call the question on the amendment or not? You can either wait. Hold it. You can either withdraw the amendment or you can call the question.
I call the question.
The question has been called. All of those in favor of the amendment, please raise your hands.
Public comment.
Quiet. I understand.
Bella just wants to talk and talk and talk.
That's
a point of order.
Yeah.
We normally take public comment before we vote.
Oh, that's true, even on amendments. You're right.
Thank you.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm getting tired. I stand corrected. I apologize. We will now have public comment. Line up behind Bella if you wish to be heard.
She gets 1 minute and
90 seconds.
Everybody gets 90.
Everybody gets 90 seconds during public comment.
I do appreciate the frustration that has been shared by Steve, but I also understand the questions that are being asked here. And John, I agree with you. I mean, we do need a policy, but we got to be very careful what we're voting on. We got to be very careful. This could really do us more harm. So we got to be very careful, but we need this soon. But we got to be very careful. So let's consider everything that's being questioned before we vote in the positive. And then we're all happy and satisfied. For long term, not short term.
Yes. Remember? Thank you, Bella. Anyone else? Yes. Israel, public comment, 90 seconds.
Yeah, I think the word on air should be put in here somewhere. Maybe it's implicit, but it should be explicit, first of all. I like the comment from Lydia and Fred and Doug, especially. I think it is overly broad, and it brings in things which are very questionable. Something needs to be done in a particular case, and it should be taken care of expeditiously. I agree. But to try to drag everything in here, it's just too much in here. So it should be more explicit, more succinct, more coherent. And I think this is the word on air, in addition to Michael's amendment. There probably needs some other changes. I just glanced at it and read every single word that carefully, but I'm sorry. The issue that Steve raised should have been dealt with a long time ago, but this may or may not resolve that, but I think it brings up a lot of other problems.
You go ahead.
Okay, I have a second amendment.
Well, no. That, could you at least wait till we resolve this? Would that be okay?
I promise you we'll do it.
We have one other thing. You want to amend the amendment is what you really mean. That would...
Yes.
It is the second amendment, but you're hoping that this might make things more... I saw what you said.
Let's hear it.
Can we have a motion on the floor?
I know we do. I know we. I'm just trying to get through this.
You can have up to two amendments on the
floor. All right, good. There you go.
I said completely. You vote on the second one first. If that fails, then you go to the...
There you go. Lydia, we're going to have
a substitute. So this one is...
It's really a substitute, but that's okay. Go ahead.
But not... Yeah, it's kind of a substitute.
Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead.
Out of the whole motion.
I got it.
So this one leaves everything in it in that same paragraph four, up to where it says station management reserves the right to cancel the show, period. And so the only thing that is deleted in this amendment is permanently and or to ban the programmer from hosting or contributing to future shows at KPFK. But the examples of what is entailed is still intact, and then it continues, programs may appeal. So it's just one part of it that's one line and one word that's struck.
Yes, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
So if somebody repeatedly went on the air and issued racial diatribes over and over and over again, you would still not want to give to management the right to cancel that person's show?
No, it's there.
It says keeping station management reserves the right to cancel the show.
Permanently.
Period.
So
the only thing that is struck is permanently and or to ban the programmer from hosting or contributing to future shows at KPFK. The reason is because not all shows are hosted by the same people at the same time. Sometimes there are collectives, and therefore you can't just ban the one host because the collective may decide to ban them and get them out of there,
okay.
But you don't want to cast... You know,
I got it.
NLG show is an example. It could have a different person.
Sure,
hosting.
Sure, I got it.
Drive you crazy.
I got
it. On the air.
Thank you. I got it.
Right to appeal remains.
Yes.
Right. Would this help, or am I violating some one of the sacred Robert's rules? Would the makers of the motion that she's now offering a substitute motion to, would you consider that friendly to yours?
Yeah, there's no such thing. You have to...
I know there's no such thing. I'm asking it.
That's fine.
But I think we forget that Michael withdrew his motion.
Go ahead, please.
Not just Michael withdrew his motion. So is it back on now, or are you going
to... Well, I attempted to, but I don't think it was recognized.
No, I recognized it.
No, well, don't call the question on it.
We just have one motion.
Chair, the motion belongs to the body.
It was the amendment.
Yes.
But it can be withdrawn. The motion can be withdrawn.
I thought it could be.
He was talking about the amendment.
You thought about the amendment.
Yes, it can. It's a withdrawing motion.
No, motions can be withdrawn.
But the
board gets to decide.
Yeah.
Motions can be withdrawn.
Right. You're saying amendments can't be withdrawn.
They can if the board votes on it. I mean,
all right. Okay.
Right now, we just need a vote on the second amendment.
We need a vote on the substitute. Well, can we call it the substitute?
No, don't
the second amendment. Second.
Or the second amendment. Call it whatever you want.
Okay. Board.
Yes.
If you read the way that this will come out,
under your version,
how do you change
the whole
paragraph?
The whole paragraph. A KPFK broadcaster who, in the definition of station management, violates the policy either through his or her own on-air remarks or by failing to appropriately address the remarks of another will be subject to corrective action and or discipline, which may include but is not limited to issuing an on-air apology for the violation, providing a reasonable opportunity during a later show for response and rebuttal, cancellation of one or more episodes of the show. If the policy violation is deemed serious enough, or if a programmer is responsible for repeat violations, station management reserves the right to cancel the show. Programmers may appeal any corrective or disciplinary actions under this policy as allowed by KPFK's existing programming guidelines.
Which are what?
So you're just striking permanently and or to ban the programmer. That's what we're trying to understand.
That's the language you want struck. Okay, the language to be struck is permanently and or to ban the programmer from hosting or contributing to future shows at KPFK.
All right.
Second motion.
You've seconded that. Okay, fine. All right. Now, would somebody care to call the question on the amendment, Lydia's amendment?
We don't have to call the question. We're at time.
We're at time anyway? Well, then it's time to vote. We're at time? Okay, it's time to vote. All in favor, signify by raising your hand. Opposed? Any abstentions? Well, good. Now, we can go to a vote on the main motion itself, correct?
Yes, on the main motion.
Yes, on the main motion.
This replaces.
All in favor of adopting the main motion, signify by raising your hands. The main motion is all of this.
The document as amended.
The document as we just amended by striking that. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's unanimous. Well, Kim, you were, I'm sorry, did you raise your hand or not?
Yeah.
You did. Then it's unanimous.
You have either a no or an abstention over there.
No, Chris voted yes in that front.
No, I thought, I'm sorry, I thought you voted for it.
Huh? No.
Did you vote for it?
Yeah, I just hope that it doesn't get misused.
I understand. So you voted for it. So it's unanimous.
Okay.
All right. Now. Next item, thank you so much, Steve. Now, next item on the agenda is, where are we? Next item on the agenda is PNB reports. 30 minutes, starting with the directors having 15 minutes to divide between themselves. Who's going to start? Who wants to start? Lydia or who? Lawrence, who's going to start? Let Lydia start. All right, Lydia, start.
Okay. So, in the past couple meetings, what has changed was there was a motion that earlier, a few months ago, that was a couple of months ago maybe, that was passed that had a significant change in terms of the oversight of the business managers. And that motion was that the CFOs would have the exclusive supervisory authority over the business managers. There was a motion at the last meeting that amends that so that now it's the GMs and the CFO will have joint supervisory authority over the business managers. Now, the reason for the initial change was because of the priority and the great need to have the business managers respond to the need for the audits. There was a lot of dragging of feet at different times and also demands at the local level from the managers that maybe slow things down, maybe not. We won't know until we try this. So there will have to be a joint job description so that at KPFK we can post that job description, and that's in the works. The hire freeze is still in place, and there was also a motion that was passed by the PMB of salary freezes. That means that raises have to be approved. Same thing. ED, CFO have to approve any raises. There was a permanent general manager hired at WPFW by John Profit, and his name is Jerry Harris, and he has been interim for a little bit. We also were able to, I requested for some research while John was still there as to HR consulting services from Holman, who we had before, and it turns out that we can for just about $900 a year, $1,000 a year, I think it was. So before John Profit left, he put that in place, and so now we are able to consult. A new person, not the one that we dealt with before, and that's extremely helpful. One of the things that she clarified, and you'll remember that in we've had a long-term interim program director, and according to a previous executive director, Arlene Engelhardt, she was under the impression and communicated to all of us that the person could not be evaluated. And because it was interim. And so I asked the question, and the differentiation is if the person is on the payroll of a temp agency, even long term, which some are, that you cannot evaluate them. But if they're on your payroll, you can and absolutely should. So we can proceed with what the bylaws just define as an evaluation of anyone who is interim. But there also, in terms of other non-managerial positions,
We simply, and we knew this before, you cannot keep long-term interims. You have to post the job, and you have to abide by EEO guidelines. Anyway, so that's one significant benefit. In terms of the situation that arose here about the firearms and so forth, I have contacted an independent investigator who was hired by twice by Summer Reese, once by Margie. He's up in the Bay Area, but he can fly in for the day. I suggested that he wait till the airfare after 2 weeks. The airfare drops to half. And so he will require $200 up front. I still need to tweak some things in the contract, but he is trusted by everyone in the foundation in terms of the reporting he has done in the past. So that is how National is pursuing that situation. Let me see. I think that's it for now. I'm trying to think of some of the other committees. In terms of the elections, we have been assured that the ballots went out last Thursday. It's bulk mail. This will be the least expensive election that we've ever had, for sure. There were only 400 people that signed up for online voting. However, when you receive your paper ballot, there is still a code there that if you want to vote online, you can. And it's mostly, you know, about trying to change the culture and have more online voting to reduce the cost. And yet, for those who don't want to vote online, you'll have your paper ballot that you can submit. So the schedule is still on target. The ballots were sent out, I believe, I am told, I actually haven't seen this in writing, but from Oregon, but that they will be counted at one of their offices here in California. And they're not charging us for the count. We were able to negotiate it down with the National Election Supervisor was. And so I'm sure it happens in all elections. There are a number of things we would prefer to be done a different way. And hopefully at the next meeting, our local election supervisor can join us as well. And hopefully our national election supervisor will be more forthcoming in a more timely manner with more information, because I still have a lot of questions myself.
Who is what? Rodrigo or Lawrence? Lawrence, you're next.
So all I have to report is the committees that I'm on and the work that I'm doing on those committees. Personnel committee, we're interviewing for a CFO. That's confidential, of course. On the governance committee, I'm on there as well. And I have been working on that committee for a while. Audit committee, we still haven't started the 2014 audit, unfortunately. We've been pushing for a motion for a resolution to centralize the accounting, but that seems to not be a good idea because that was done before and there was a lot of fraud and other things involved in that, so I really can't discuss it any further. There was a motion that came in front of me about the Employee Disability Act, and I wanted to impanel a caucus, or not just a caucus, but a work group to take a look at the ADA and see what we can do to accommodate more people across the network. So that's what I have for now.
Thank you.
If I remember anything, I'll provide it in my responses.
Thank you. Rodrigo?
I was in the meeting, the last meeting, at the programming committee. I couldn't make it, so I had to do it.
All right. Then I think we're at item B, committees.
No, this was the committees.
I'm sorry. So we're next for public comment.
Public comment.
No, we have questions.
We have
That was the point I made, Jim.
Oh, yes, you're quite right. I'm sorry, I forgot. Yes, questions?
Steve can go first.
Steve, and then Jim.
As I talked to the agenda stage of all this, I did a question for the audience.
The mic, please.
I can't get closer, I don't like it. The LAS supervisor is not here, and there was something that happened to the unpaid staff Sunday night. She sent out an email to all of us saying that the form that she attached that you had to send it to her by midnight last night. So a whole checklist of things that were not controversial at all, except in the email, which is the first time I had seen it, so that everyone had to respond. All the unpaid staff, all of us, had to respond by midnight last night, or there would be punitive things that would happen to us. And I don't know what those are, number one.
I didn't even get
number
the email.
Two, it was less than 48 hours, and she wanted to slip it at her door. I have people myself that work in all over the county. Like, they can't drive to KPK to slip something under her door at midnight on Tuesday. And actually, one person's out of the country this week because they were not needed for the show. So I'm really upset with Miss Cookie. I hope the cookie crumbles soon. I had to get that in there. But I don't understand punitive actions. And she seemed to indicate this was coming from the national. So since we have the national person here, what exactly are the punitive things she's threatening us with? Will we lose our right to vote? Will we be thrown off the air?
Rodrigo, do you have an answer to this or know anything about this?
I don't have an answer.
Actually, no, because there was no discussion about it. I was shocked, too, to see a very bold leader saying that if we don't slide that form, there will be punitive action. I was like, I don't know. I was like, hey, what is it?
What's the form about?
I don't know.
It's a form.
Yes, pass it up.
Many copies last night at the station to give to programmers.
Thank you.
So they can sign off.
Yes. Doug?
No, that's fine. This is her letter about the form.
Oh, this form. Oh.
Under her door by midnight last night, it would be punitive action.
Yes, okay.
Yes, I
you can ask if she included in the minutes thing.
Yeah.
One of the stations.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been at the radio station, but it's been posted everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, a big, you know, document like that.
Yes.
With all the description saying that it must be done before midnight yesterday. Otherwise, there would be punitive.
I see. You know, I see. Perhaps I didn't get the email because I happened to have sent in the form. I have no idea. Doug, hold on. Doug.
This might be parallel. As a candidate, I was coming back from Ferguson on the train, and she started emailing me, which I didn't even have access to on the train. Eventually, she called me and said if I didn't get a signature to her by 9 o'clock or something, I wouldn't be a candidate. I have no idea what the signature was for. I don't think it's in the bylaws. And I ended up taking a special train rather than going home from a 2-week trip. I ended up coming into the station at 8:30 at night so she could get my signature. I don't know what all this is about.
Because these things have to be signed by them. There's a deadline for all these documents. John, do you want to?
Well, no.
Okay. Yes?
Well, the most likely event of this election is that it will not reach quorum because nobody cares anymore. What happens then?
Shh.
What happens then?
When you don't reach quorum. Or it continues. I'm sorry. Anybody else wish to be heard on this particular question? All right.
Oh.
Yes.
You want to respond?
Well, if you have a response.
Yeah, that sounds silly. I my card doesn't error because my website wasn't up. It was under construction. Anyway, so there are all kinds of things, and I think all of us have, you know, just go through the complaint process and write to her, write to the NES, complaining about this. I think to have something and then, especially with staff, and demand that there be a physical without any other way of submitting your approval or disapproval of something is really outrageous. So, and I don't know that there's anything in the campaign, I haven't seen anything in the campaign regulations that require that action to have it under somebody's door by
Lawrence.
Yeah, so the GM also reported that that they are going around asking programmers and volunteers on paid staff and paid staff to sign the fair campaign provisions. Mm-hmm. So, and from what I understand, that's what I think she's asking for.
Yeah. I think the question was, by what right is a penalty imposed and where does that come from?
Right.
Yes, Steve.
Yeah, and also because of our magazine shows, one of the people I never see, they go off and do interviews and they edit them at home and send them to me. But one guy in Venice, is he supposed to, with 40 hours notice, drive to the station? Or are we all supposed to have printers and scanners and machines or something? All I want to know is from the interim, the director there, the penalty does not involve disenfranchising my people in the election. Because they didn't get this in, because they didn't know this.
I don't see how that can be enforced myself, but I think that everybody needs to send in a complaint about that and copy the NES. She has the ultimate, but I think that, I don't have authority over the election supervisor, but we can certainly weigh in that we think it's not only uncalled for, but puts us in legal jeopardy.
Just felt very mixed in 1967.
It is. Confession. For reasons yes?
What are you confessing, Jim?
I'm just saying, I don't think this will change the world. I'm just saying that for reasons I don't want to bore you with, the last few days of my life are such that I can no longer continue to function here tonight in a responsible way. I'm beyond my fatigue level. So I would ask, I don't know, Michael or somebody to continue chairing. I apologize, but okay. That's all I was going to say. And I apologize. Thank you.
I was next on the staff.
Yeah, we've used up.
We
had 15 minutes, which started at 9:12.
That we didn't use the 5 minutes of the committees, and just go ahead, Kim.
Number one, the NES does report to the ED, Lydia, so you do have purview over that, and I hope that you will make sure that these programmers and unpaid staff will get properly taken care of. How much is this independent investigator costing? If there's now bulk mail for the ballots, KPFK has roughly 15,000 members and was previously $1 a ballot, $15,000. And now it's bulk mail, but our bill is $18,000. I don't get it. Please, I'd like to understand the numbers on that. It was not Arlene who said that the IPD could not be evaluated. Lydia, that was somebody else who said that. And it was not the ED.
Okay. Arlene personally told me that and emailed that to me.
I'd like to see that email. Because I don't believe that.
Is that 90 seconds?
The 2014 audit... the GMs told us that you can't afford to pay for it?
Yes, the last message that I had from John Prophet was that we had paid for it, and I found out about 6 hours ago from our controller that, yes, John asked him to pay for it, and that he didn't have the money to pay for it, so now he's looking for the rest of the money, which is now another $2,000. They did actually start the audit a little bit, but they won't continue until we pay the $12,000. And I do believe that money will be available in short order. We have, and that's all I have to say, is I think it'll be paid by next week.
$2,000? $12,000. But KPFK is nowhere near us.
No.
How come the audit
You just asked me about the money, and
right.
I just answered. Okay,
but you
so
said in your answer that the auditor had already started a little bit of work.
Well,
KPFK is nowhere near ready. The auditor said that they were not going to start until all the schedules
my
were ready.
My understanding was that there was some a little bit of preliminary work. I think that's what accounts for the other $2,000. But since I just found out that we didn't pay it about 6 hours ago, had not had a chance to speak to our controller on the phone. This was an email exchange. That's what I was gleaning from it. I will verify that once I have it in writing from the controller, what the other $2,000 are for, given that I thought that we have heard, this is like the third time we have heard that it's completely paid off. And it's, I've got to say, it has to do also with the auditors. I've seen conflicting emails from the auditors where they say, oh, you're right, Mr. Profit, you are completely paid off and we can start the audit. And then they say, oh, no, there's, and then, you know, there's some contradictions even within their companies.
Well, it's odd that you said
excuse me, I think you were time
6 hours ago, and GM reported this to us like 10 hours ago at noon today. So I'm not sure what's, there's a lot of, like, weird stories. Nevertheless, KPFK is not at all ready.
Okay,
so
you're...
I don't see how they could be starting.
Okay, we are...
I turned all the mics down because Ms. Kaufman was abusing her time.
Okay.